Cause of death for Miss Alabama Zoe Sozo Bethel ruled an accident. By Warner Todd Houston on February 23, 2022. Authorities in Miami have ruled the death of Miss Alabama and conservative pro-life activist Zoe Sozo Bethel to be a result of an accident after initial reports noted her death may have been a suspected suicide. Bethel was initially reported as having fallen from a third-story window, and police and paramedics were called to the scene as a possible suicide attempt on February 11. The beauty contestant and conservative activist was taken to Jackson Memorial Hospital in Miami, where she remained in a coma in critical condition for a week, the Miami Herald reported. She died on February 18 from the trauma suffered from the fall. But Miami-Dade police said they have no witnesses or notes left to explain the death, and that the Miami-Dade medical examiner has ruled Bethel's cause of death as blunt force trauma due to a tragic accident. Bethel's family recently put out a statement reading in part, "If she had a choice, she would still be here with us today," the New York Post said. The family added that at an early age, Bethel was taught to stand up for the truth and to never be apologetic. She was a devout believer in Jesus Christ and was a strong conservative who was very patriotic. She loved God and valued her life as well as the lives of those around her. She was growing and becoming more successful each year of her life, and she was only just beginning. She found joy in the outdoors, and whenever her family around her had an ailment, she was ready with her natural remedies to find a cure, the family added. Even though she was glamorous in her modeling and as a pageant queen, she was not afraid to get her hands dirty for a good cause. A final message on Bethel's Instagram page was posted by the pageant winner's family. On Friday, February 18, 2022, at approximately 5:30 a.m. Eastern Time in Miami, Florida, "Our beloved Zoe Sozo Bethel passed from this life into the next as a result of succumbing to her injuries," the message reads next to a video of Bethel. The family also noted that Bethel died without life insurance, and a GoFundMe page was set up to help with her final expenses. Bethel was an ambassador for the conservative nonprofit Turning Point USA, founded by Bill Montgomery and Charlie Kirk, and the group posted a statement saying that the organization was honored to have known Bethel. "We are honored to have known Zoe Bethel. She has been a pillar in the conservative movement, always moving with grace and wisdom. She has inspired many, and her legacy will continue to touch the hearts of people everywhere," the Turning Point message read. Bethel had also worked with conservative groups Project Veritas and Right Side Broadcasting, as well as the anti-abortion group Students for Life, among others. "Our hearts are breaking over the news of Zoe Bethel's unexpected passing," Students for Life of America tweeted Monday. From choosing life during her own unexpected pregnancy to sharing her story and encouraging thousands of pro-life student leaders, she has always been a shining light and fierce advocate for life. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.